Hey, this is John Lee Dumas of the award-winning podcast, Entrepreneurs on Fire, and you're listening to the Excelsior Journeys with George Soroy. Prepare to ignite.
So would you say that that's kind of like the lightning bolt moment for
you? And that's
why
I taught myself how to draw, was actually the Little Mermaid, drawing stills of Ariel.
I've got better things to do tonight than die.
Sylvester jumped out of his chair and said, who the F is this?
I remember walking out of the theater with him saying, I'm going to write Halloween.
I'm rather impressed with your research. Rarely do people ask me about Children in the Corn.
It doesn't have to be perfect. Just do it. You know, throw some spaghetti against a wall. See if it sticks.
This is George Soroy saying to all of you, ever upward.
Welcome back to episode 29 of season 2 of Excelsior Journeys Behind the Scenes. This is George Soroy, and thank you so much for being here. Just like with the most recent episodes of this National Podcast Post-Month Challenge, I'm going to jump right in because we are talking about day 3 of my time at the Austin Revolution Film Festival. This is the first time ever that any of my works have been nominated for anything, and I had to be there to experience this. Days 1 and 2 were beyond amazing. I got some great feedback. I met some amazing people, and they're all still friends today. I am just excited for what's to come. But on this Saturday morning for day 3 of the festival, I woke up and I was nervous. I was very nervous, despite the fact that I got such great feedback on the script. Even though I had some good constructive criticism for how to improve it, the version that they read, they still enjoyed a lot. And they loved how it ended. And that is staying the same. So I'm really happy about that. But this was the time for the awards gala. At the end of the day, it was going to be if Minus One Plus was going to win an award. So we'll figure out what happens then. So here I am. It's day 3. I had a few things already lined up. I get to hang out with Chris and because he was going to be in town that day. We met up for breakfast with everyone. I got myself set up there and I wrote down more ideas about how to improve the script. I connect with Chris. We're chatting with other filmmakers and I get myself a new lanyard because I forgot the old one at the Airbnb. And then I head into the screening room and I get to hang out with Katie, Darwin, Angelica, JD, and Haley. One of the films on this block was Darwin's film. He hadn't shared any details about it, which I was perfectly fine with. I want the movie to take me on for a ride. That's what I wound up doing. But started off with one called Parasitic. This one feels like it was made for me because the main character is a writer who gets everyone and everything around him to bend to his will. And once I get the gist of what it's about and once it's clear to me, I am smiling the whole time, loving this. Then the next movie starts up called The Paradise Road. And that one absolutely destroyed me. It was beautifully shot, wonderfully acted. There was intimacy and heartfelt connection from start to finish, and just an amazing finish. If you're not tearing up at the end, then you may not have a soul. You may not have a soul. So then there is the main feature of the block, which is Darwin's film, and it's called A Hell of a Trip to Delicias. It was so absolutely cool. It had this look and feel that gave an aura of such sleaze. And I say this in the best possible way. If it was made in the 70s, it would have been a permanent fixture on 42nd Street. It probably would have opened right before Bloodsucking Freaks. And I mean that as an absolute compliment. It gave such a great vibe. And it was just like this great midnight movie style that was just so cool. He got it. That's the kind of vibe that he wanted. And Darwin definitely got it. And so now I'm really excited because now that the block of films are done, I get to go upstairs and show them what I can do. I get to bring them into my world. I set up my gear to do the podcast recording. And I set up my Samson Q2U travel microphone. I got my Zoom P4 podcast recorder. I got it plugged in. And once everything's on, I go out into the main lobby and I recruit different people who want to sit in and participate in the episode. I get a couple. I got quite a few, actually. And we all come in, we all sit down, we have a blast of a conversation. And I have so much fun getting to talk about all this stuff with everyone. Everyone's having a great time. Now that it's finished, I get to pass the reins on Shanna Riker. And she is a screenwriter who's using that same room for a script reading called Bottom of the Barrel. I offered to Shanna to record the reading, and she's up to it. And so we take our seats, we start reading. I get several roles to try out, so I get to do different voices. The experience is great. The script is really well written, funny, and just a really good, fun script with a setting I'm not familiar with. And I'm glad to see that the way everything is put together, it's got a really fun take on this world that she's set up for us. I really hope that the actress who's sitting next to me is the one who's going to actually play the part in the lead role when the script is eventually made, because she is terrific. And there is a really funny running gag with her character's sister that gets better and better as it plays out. So I would love to see this whole thing. Once everything's all finished and I go upstairs, I get some lunch. I meet up with Angelica so we can see a couple more films before we have to get ready for the awards gala. And the block of films is only two films. So I'm thinking like, okay, that's great. We can go in, bam, bam, bam. We can see it and then get ready. So the first movie is one called Ultraviolet. It's got terrific effects, a really fun script, solid performances, and a really cool vampire horror take on it, which is a blast. And then there's another one that follows. And this was a stand-up comedy concert film. And I'm a big fan of stand-up comedy. The bits and pieces I saw of this particular comic, she's someone I need to look out for online to see more of her work. But I don't think this film does her justice, because the venue she's performing in has about 10 people in it, and they're positioned sporadically throughout the theater. So no one's really getting that vibe to laugh all that much. If I was filming an act like this, I would have made sure to pack the place. I would have done whatever was possible to get more and more people out there. Like, hey, want to see a free comedy show? Come in here and sit down. And I definitely would have trimmed maybe about 30 minutes or so off the running time, because it's a longer movie than we expected. And I actually had to step out before it was finished. I had to get ready for the gala. I was in a t-shirt and jeans, and I wanted to wear a little something else. So I grabbed my backpack. I headed into a storage room. I went into the bathroom and changed into my more formal outfit. I'm wearing my dark blue button-down shirt and gray pants. I'm looking at myself and I'm just like, ugh, because I'm not looking great. Back in 2018, I wound up developing what they call apron belly. I think it's called a panis. And it's this extra layer of skin that droops down past your stomach, past your waist. It's not attractive. I don't like it. It's not something that I'm proud of at all. And I do my best to shield it. I wanted to tuck my shirt in for this. And I didn't like the way it looked at all. So I went ahead and just switched out of the gray pants and I put jeans on instead. And it looks a little bit better. Not great, but it's okay. I met up with Chris and two of his friends that were in the lobby bar. We all took some shots to take the edge off. Chris and one of the two friends had a tequila. The other friend and I opted for the vodka, and it definitely helped. So we took our seats at the gala, and Jim is talking about how next year is going to be the last Austin Revolution since he and his wife are moving to Colorado. And it sucked because I was having such a great time over there. And I was hoping that this would be a regular event. Maybe they'll be able to set something up over in Colorado in a similar fashion, but we'll see. So the gala starts, and James explained how the screen that's on the side, a projector screen, was going to show the nominees in each category and then underline the winner. And that would keep things moving along in a really good fashion. So as things started, it turns out the people I've been hanging around with for the past couple of days, they're getting awards. And then I'm getting nervous again as the short screenplay genres are being announced. And I took a look. I looked away for a little bit and I reminded myself that it's an honor to be nominated and noted as one of the top three short screenplays in the sci-fi genre. This has been a really special few days. I'm doing great. I'm really happy with everything. I love this script. These people are really awesome. I wouldn't trade these experiences for anything. Chris gives me a nudge and I look up at the screen and I whisper, holy crap, I won. I won. Best sci-fi short screenplay. I get up and see Alicia, one of the festival staff members, sweet as can be, very sweet person. And I'm really glad I was able to meet her and everything. Very cool person. and she's one of the staff members. She hands me the award. And Austin Revolution's known for giving these custom belt buckles as the awards because it's Texas. And so this year's theme is Friday the 13th. So it's the 13th year, and it's in this Friday the 13th font for Austin Revolution. And it looks really cool. The winner before me finished up. I took the mic, and the first thing I say is, Austin Revolution, you have officially ruined me for all future festivals. This is my first film festival I've ever attended. Big applause. I want to thank my wife and daughter for their love and support that got me here. I want to thank Deborah Wooten, the 529 Club, and the cast and crew of Excelsior the Audio Journey, who inspired me to write this script. I also want to thank my friend, Chris Etheridge, for encouraging me to submit to this festival and point him out. And a lot of people knew him, so they applaud for him. And I just said, I'm so grateful to all of you for such an incredible experience. Thank you very much. And I walked off the stage and I went to the step and repeat banner on the other side of the stage. They have a photographer that's there. And I ask him, it's like, just get like from here up. Okay. From like my stomach up, not below it. And then I look, and then Chris sends me the award picture, the pictures that he took. I sent them to myself and did some editing to not show the parts that where my eyes were automatically going to. So the rest of the gala rolls on. More friends are winning awards. And Chris actually won Screenwriter of the Year. So that was huge. Now we all get to hang out, get pictures, and everyone's congratulating each other, showing off our awards and everything. I took a moment to untuck my shirt. It turns out the pictures that I took with everyone else, they're looking a lot better since I untuck the shirt. That was something for me to keep in mind for the future. So it's like, if I'm going to wear a shirt, make sure that it's untucked. If I'm going to wear, you know, like whatever I'm going to wear to an awards gala, if I'm a part of it, then just make sure that shirt is untucked and I can relax and not be so hard on myself. Chris and I get a picture together. We show off our awards. I get other pictures with everyone else, collecting a whole lot of Instagram accounts. I enjoy the rest of the party. On that night, all was right with the world. Once it felt like enough people had gone to bed and only a few attendees had left, that's when I got my bags and said my goodbyes. So my Uber came in. I got to my Airbnb, packed everything up so that way I can just grab everything and head home. On my way back to St. Louis, I jotted down some highlights from Austin Revolution and thought about what I was going to do differently. Definitely seeing more movies at the festivals and splitting costs for a room at the hotel, whatever the case is, you know, and I even wind up getting a glowing review from my hosts for the Airbnb. So that in itself was a great time. But I still think that in order to get the most out of the festival, it's best to get a room at the hotel where it's taking place. I still couldn't believe that all this happened in just a few days. And I'm hoping that this winds up repeating itself for next year with Pool. I'm going to be talking a little bit more about Pool in the next and final episode of this run. Until then, this is George Theroy saying to all of you, ever upward.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Excelsior Journeys. I hope it was both inspiring and entertaining. Special thanks to Zach Comtois for providing new music for the intro and outro. Please take a moment to leave a rate and review on Apple Podcasts. And if you enjoy the show, please share it with your friends and subscribe to your platform of choice by going to hesgotit.com/podcasts. While there, you can also fill out the application to be a guest, inquire about sponsorship opportunities, and click on the Buy Me a Coffee link if you wish to give your support to the show. All interaction is very much appreciated. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for the show, please direct it to george@hesgotit.com.